This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'll leave the name out for now. It might have to come up at some point. So
let's just, you know, let's give him a fake name for now. Would that be okay? Just so we can discuss him, you know, like, let's just call him Steve.
So Steve, okay. You guys don't know who this person is. There's no reason you should. This was more of like something off air we had talked about for a while. Basically, somebody that hosts like one of these podcasts and online shows that's in the media, goes to Super Bowl fairly often, goes to a lot of events, has been at Arrowhead Press Box before, things like this. And it was down at Super Bowl and we were looking and like guest list was pretty impressive and all this kind of stuff. Like, man, he's getting credentialed a lot of stuff. Okay, good for him. He added me on Facebook like 2 years ago. I've never met the guy, full disclosure. Bob, whatever we're calling this
Steve.
Guy. Steve Bob. And so we noticed like there was some other stuff that just was like from even Super Bowl week was just like, okay, not
like
a
they gave me the number one table because I'm the number one podcast in the world.
That's honestly what convincing people that he got the number one table because of that, or he had a Nike pullover with a show logo. And he said it's because thanks to Nike for sending me this, as if Nike like selected him. Anyway, little stuff that none of you care about. Okay. But then it crossed the line
because we're like, small lies. We'll let him
on
live.
Monday. We all know the awful plane crash in Toronto, right? The Delta Airlines flight that was going from Minnesota to Toronto and the scary landing. We've all seen the photos and stuff by now, right? The plane flips upside down on fire. Fortunately, nobody, I believe at last check still, had some critical injury, but nobody's passed away. Thank goodness 80 people were on board the flight. Okay, so that happens. So this same person posts, traveling to Minneapolis from Toronto, I'm all right. Crosswinds were strong and sounds like everyone is okay with just minor injuries. And it's a photo of the plane right upside down. The problem with a couple things. One, the status is traveling to Minneapolis from Toronto. Again, the flight was going from Minnesota to Toronto. So that's the first red flag. The other one is the photo is the same photo that like every news outlet was using. And so I was very skeptical because
you're skeptical of all the other stuff. Small lies.
So
that seemed
so all these people are commenting like, "Oh my gosh, so glad you're okay." Like obviously you're in a plane crash. Like thank goodness you're alive.
His co-host sends a
well, not yet.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That was later.
Not yet. So I comment and I was like, "So glad you're okay." Everyone's stealing your photo because I was skeptical. All right.
So you're casting a little doubt into the comments.
5 minutes later, he deletes the whole post. Post. The whole post is gone. I'm like, oh, well, this is clearly phony. Then, yes, later on,
his co-host post a message that says, just talk to Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds shaken up, but
he's okay.
He's okay.
More details to follow. With a different photo from the plane crash, but it's also another heavily circulated
photo. It's important to note that later that post was also deleted.
After somebody else commented, you sure? I think he's actually in, I'll just give it away, somewhere else in Minnesota. That post gets deleted. So they were like, well, this whole thing you just made up being in a plane crash. Then we did some digging.
This guy's one of the single biggest frauds I've ever seen.
Then we did some digging. This individual made a fake page on, there's like a site called like, is it Millions or
Millions,
something?
Where you can like book a celebrity, you know, if you want Charles Amenihue to do stuff, kind of like Cameo, but like maybe more event-based stuff.
So if you search Steve's name, and
type up Steve Bob,
his name and photo come up, and this is not the name he uses, but either way, it still applies. It says, Steve Blank is a former NFL defensive end who played for the Kansas City Chiefs and Cleveland Browns. During his six-year career, Blank recorded 112 tackles, 11.5 sacks, and 3 forced fumbles. He was known for his speed and strength on the field, earning him the nickname.
You can't say the nickname because it gives away the real name.
In 2001.
A fake nickname doesn't matter.
In 2001, Blank Steve had his best season as a pro, with the Chiefs recording 6 sacks, 30 tackles, and 2 forced fumbles. He helped the team reach the playoffs that year. Off the field, Steve has been active in the NFL Alumni Association, is also a motivational speaker. He's a true example of a dedicated athlete, both on and off the field. His passion for the sport and hard work made him one of the best NFL defensive ends of his time.
To be clear, 11 sacks wouldn't make you one of the best defensive ends of your time.
Steve is a true NFL legend and an inspiration to many. All right.
First.
So this guy must send that link to places to get credentialed and to get whatever else. He's a complete phony. Not to mention, when he was in the Super Bowl, he also posted videos of being at Caesar's Casino, and it was a video of the cashier counting out about $7,000. And my theory now that everything is so fake is that he literally bought in with chips
and then had him
got chips and then went back to the counter just so he could record a video and show everybody acting like he won money.
I mean, of course, that's what happened here.
He's a phony.
He claimed, by the way, just to be clear, just to like, I didn't just assume, like, oh, you know what? I'm going to give Steve a little bit of a tiny bit of leeway here. And they clearly made up being on that plane crash, which is a wild.
You got to be sick.
I mean, truly wild.
You
got
to be sick to make up being in a plane crash.
Do you think that Steve has a Pro Football Focus page? Of course not. Do you think that the stats from the 2001 Chiefs have anyone with that name
who recorded
6 sacks during that season or any season anywhere in a 5-year window? Absolutely not.
I went on ahead and I looked at Pro Football Reference, which is rarely wrong. Yeah. It records about every single thing in football history, and this person's name, Steve's name, is not on the list.
There is no Steve on there next to Eric Hicks and Dwayne Clemens or whatever.
The co-host not...
Well, this is what we don't know.
By the sound of it sounds like he duped his co-host as well.
I think so. I think his co-host is duped as well, because he said he spoke on the phone and he was shaken up. So I think this guy is a complete fraud and phony. Like, I've watched you guys have maybe seen the show American Greed about Ponzi schemes on the History Channel. Now, this, I don't think he's technically doing anything illegal, but it's all the same thing. It's like just being a con man and phony and a fake.
Plane crash. We can verify that. Gold actually tried to verify that. He actually emailed Delta and asked if they could confirm that Steve was on the plane. Not anybody.
He emailed Delta.
They said that they do not release passenger information for privacy reasons. But Gold did try to confirm whether or not that person with that name was on the flight.
I think not only is it egregious to pretend like you were on that crash, but also to fake a phone call, essentially, where you sound shaken up as if you were on
sick.
Said plane crash,
therapy.
Is gross.
Like, you got to be sick. Like, it's one, like the other stuff, like the faking things to get credentials, like, is frowned upon, but like, I don't expect you guys to care about that. That's more of us people in the media that might care. But when you're lying about being on a serious plane crash for sympathy, like, that's terrible. But yeah, we found the Chiefs thing because of the plane crash part of it, but the Chiefs page acting like you were, he's also, this guy must be like 5'9". I mean, give me a break, dude. You didn't play defensive end for the Chiefs. People wanting us to.
Let's think about it. We'll take your vote. 913-586-7965. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, because there's even more than we've revealed now. Mm-hmm. Tell us whether or not you think that Steve deserves to have his real name put out there.
I don't know if I know anything.
We can
more.
Dive deeper into dude. It's going to
be news. It's going to be news to me.
There's
All
even
right.
more small lies to get into that Let's let us go. Down the path of
Steve Bob.
Steve.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's nobody, like, someone says, why can't we say his name?
Out of discretion, you know.
Really, it's like, I'm trying to be a decent person for not putting this entire lie out on blast.
Although, man, this guy.
But he has it coming. I don't, you know, like, you know, what do we do?
And all the posts have been deleted, and there's been no follow-up to any of it. Like, apology, my mistake, or anything.
I wasn't trying to make it seem like I was on a plane, even though I was.
Out of curiosity. Have they come out with a podcast since this moment? Because I wonder if the co-host is like, look, dude, I'm not doing anything with you ever again. I'm out.
There's no mistake, because this is like one small thing, and I know we got to take a break.
Yeah.
In the comments, someone said, oh, man, so sorry. Hope you're safe. And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. And, you know, like...
Too calm.
Yeah, he just like... You know, he didn't... he responded in a way that made it seem like he was on the platform.
And once the two posts are deleted, it's, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.